Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, it is time for the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show. They do that every day. What time? At 5 o'clock. Duh. All right, let's start it off, shall we?
Number 5.
Number 5. Wearing a Trump T-shirt and holding a Make America Great Again sign, someone in the audience interrupted former President Bill Clinton as he spoke in Riviera Beach, Florida today.
You like his money. You took his money.
I certainly did. And I certainly did. And I took his money from my foundation, where I use it to better than he's using it now, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, that's telling him. Bill needs a lozenge. I think he was coming down
he
with what you
like
had
that
a little bit.
All the time.
I know, he's always had that. Yeah. He's always had that voice. Well, that's a good answer. Listen, politicians take money, and that's one of the big things that other Republicans are saying, that Donald Trump gave money to all these, you know, Democrats and other people, and that's why he's not a conservative, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, of course. And good for Bill Clinton. He's not, no, I didn't. I didn't take his money. Yeah, you did. Just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a bonus cut.
I remember when he called me to say how terrible the Republicans had been to me and Hillary and how unfair they were and what a brilliant job Hillary did as a senator.
Oops.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Ted Cruz, just his head just spun around. Whee! Whee! Marco Rubio's little tie just shot straight up. He's like, hey, have you noticed that all candidates like to wear the quarter-zip sweater with a dress shirt underneath?
Yeah, is that that's the look this campaign season.
I was watching, and every candidate they showed had the same look. I was like, oh, my God, do these guys all shop together? They're all at Joseph A. Banks in South Carolina before the debate. Fellas, what color are you going to wear? I'm going with the peach. All right, then I've got to go with
blue. Well, everyone except Trump.
Well, sure. Trump has his signature look.
He wears the same. Yeah.
That may be the worst.
$10,000 suit every time.
Right. And the tie that's too long. Learn to tie it. The tie should break at the belt, not below,
Donald. Yeah, he's not as, snappy as I would think for someone who has this kind of money.
No, if that's his look. I mean, I understand having a signature look. But, Mark, am I wrong? The tie hangs too low.
You're spot on. And that may be the worst heckler strategy of all time.
Like, yeah.
If you got to come up with something better than he gave you money. Are you kidding?
Of course he did. I'm a politician. I took it. That's what we do. Yeah. If I had had a basket, I would have had him fill it up with money.
Bill Clinton just should have said, duh. I would have ended it.
Duh.
Number 4.
Number 4. Oh, guess who's back? Donald Trump is back. Donald Trump threatened to sue Ted Cruz for negative ads against him and for not being a, quote, natural-born citizen, end quote. Trump was calling Cruz a liar multiple times at a news conference in Hanahan, South Carolina today.
He doesn't even have the right to serve as president or even run as president. He was born in Canada. So I will bring that lawsuit if he doesn't apologize. He just comes out and boom, 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 absolute lies. Now, he'll apologize, but I don't want an apology after the election. I want the apology before.
Well, doesn't Donald Trump, has he never watched election coverage before? Does he not know that that's negative ads? That's the thing, unfortunately.
How can you be Donnie Tough Guy and be just constantly asking for apologies and not?
Because his feelings get hurt. He's sensitive, Mark.
I can't do this debate. She wasn't nice to me, yet he's Mr. Tough Guy. I don't get it.
Everybody's mean, so I'm going to threaten to sue them. Yeah, somehow I don't think that Ted Cruz is going to apologize. But let's hear more from our man, DT.
I hope you can tell all of your friends what dishonest people these politicians are, that they're liars. They're really liars, especially Ted Cruz. He's a absolute disgusting liar.
At least he didn't call him a disgusting pig. He saves that for the ladies.
And that sure wasn't negative.
No.
An absolute disgusting liar.
Listen, Judy. He's not going negative.
Wow.
He is protecting himself.
He's
telling it like it is. He's speaking the truth.
Trump truth, you bet.
Well, it doesn't have to be there. You know, truth is, to most of
us, such a relative term.
Right, it's gray areas. Is it true? Is it kind of true? Is it true in my head where I make all kinds of crazy things up? Is it true, you know, at home when I'm combing my hair for 18 hours in the mirror trying to get it to lay just right on the top of my dome? Where does the truth lie? That's what we got to figure out. Where does the truth lie?
That's a great question. How long do you think he spends?
That's an ordeal.
Probably the same amount of time that he's tanning.
Oof. You think he can do both? Is that spray on or is that a booth?
He has a tanner. He's got a booth.
Yeah,
well, probably both. He's got one in his plane too.
He could have a stand-up booth and just have somebody over, like hovering over the top of it, like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, working on his hair as he tans.
In either event, he's wearing the goggles and it's not working. He's
wearing the goggles, yeah. And I picture a Speedo too, just in the stand-up booth.
Oh, no.
Goggle Speedo.
No, I'm hoping he's wearing a Speedo.
And Ethan Hunt working on his hair. That's the picture I'd like to paint. And while you visualize that, Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. We're startled by that music bump. It's Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna. And we are in the midst of the top five at five. In fact, let us continue, shall we, with
number three.
A few days ago in Texas, a suspect led the police on a huge car chase after he was reportedly being pulled over for a traffic violation. Jonathan Davis sped up to over 100 miles per hour as he tried to outrun the police. That's a good plan. The chase ended near Waco when the cops took out two of Davis's tires with spike strips and shot out one of the other tires. Oh, my goodness. But the most remarkable thing about the chase was the interview Davis gave after it had concluded.
I'm done with people trying to take my freedom because I smoke weed. You drink. It's 10 times worse.
So why did you say they pulled you over again?
I'm thinking because I was on my iPhone, my little iPad, and I changed the music.
When they pulled you over the first time, why didn't you just stop and you just decide you wanted to come down the window?
Dude, I was trying to get to San Antonio. I don't know what the f*** roads I was on. Until they shot my car. I know they was going to shoot at me. Damn, they're shooting at me. I ain't even got no gun.
Did you have weed on you?
Yeah, I had weed on me. Yeah, I always got weed on me.
Always got weed on me, man. Let's try to get to San Antonio.
I'm going
to
go with ruse.
You win, Judy. As always, that... I love it. Why'd they pull me over, man? I was on my iPad, my iPhone, my teeth, I don't know what I was on, but I always got weed on.
Was that Texas, did you say?
Oh, of course. Okay. It should be Florida.
Texas, yeah.
But yeah, either Texas. This guy, well, that's why he's going 100.
Wow.
It's a long drive down to San Antonio. You gotta get over there where you got a pocket full of weed and you're texting and you got things to do.
I didn't know where he was. He's got to get there.
Why'd he shoot at me? I ain't even got no gun.
That's got to be a mixed cocktail that he was going with there. It couldn't be only the wacky tobacco. I refuse to believe that.
Listen, people have been trying to take his freedom. I don't know if you listen, Mark. They've been trying to take his freedom because he's on the weed. And drinking is twice as bad. He's on the weed. That's all.
On the weed and on the iPad.
He's on a lot of things, Judy. He's obviously multitasking. That's what we look for in future employees. We like to have people who can multitask. And you know what else we love?
I can smoke weed, drive a car, and go down my iPad.
And not stop until I absolutely have. He was still going 50.
And not stop until my tires are shot out.
Yep, still going 50 after the spike strips. We have bonus cuts from this man.
I'm tired of getting arrested for weed. I'm tired of going to. I can't get a regular job ever anywhere because all my weed.
You said something earlier about the thrill of driving. Was that a thrill?
The thrill was driving. It was definitely a thrill. You go fast in any car, race car, track, here. It's fun anyway to me. I'm just an adrenaline junkie.
So what was going through your mind as you're being chased by all those officers in a helicopter?
I was Snapchatting.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Now, according to the police, they checked, there is no record that he was actually Snapchatting. But we all know the Snapchats disappear. So he could have actually been Snapchatting because, well, he's an adrenaline junkie. Driving
fast.
How
can he do all that? I don't even know how to Snapchat.
Well, Violetta, that's why you're here and have a regular job. We heard he can't have a regular job because of the weed and the Snapchatting and the being chased by the law. I don't know why this guy can't hold a job.
I mean, this is a pretty talented guy when we really get down to it here. And he's got a lot of passion. And
he's determined.
Right. He was getting to San Antonio, come hell or high water. I mean, or cops, you know, either one.
There's got to be a role for him somewhere.
You tipping the hat to this guy, Carmen?
You know where it is? In jail.
Judy.
Boy, Law and Order Pilak. Hanging Judge Pilak upstairs.
Gotta do it.
Bring him down hard. Holy cow.
Number two.
This will sweeten things up a little bit. We go from our Jonathan Davis, our speeding pothead, to a five-year-old girl in North Carolina. She had some serious boy troubles to get off her chest. Quinn consulted her mom in a video that's been spreading smiles all across social media. It starts with the agonizing realization that she's just not ready for boys.
Cute and sweet and romantic, but I think I'm too young to have a boyfriend, but it's like he looks so happy.
What do you mean?
And it's just, I don't want to break his heart. He looks so happy.
When he's with you?
Yes.
and...
How do you feel about him?
I feel different.
How so?
It's just he likes me, and I don't really...
I have to apologize. Judy and Violetta didn't know we were recording them earlier today.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Violetta?
It is Violetta.
I'm sorry, did you say this girl was 5 years old?
5 years old? She's got boy
going
troubles.
Going on 50?
Yes, she's got... Listen, she doesn't want to break his heart. Ladies, I know you felt...
She doesn't feel the same.
No, but it's unrequited. But this poor kid, he's so happy when he's with her. And you know she doesn't want to hurt him, but you know she's going to break his heart, don't you?
Right.
You could see it coming. How does this end, Brian? I don't even know.
What are you going to do?
I guess I'll just tell him it's the only thing I can do. I guess I'll just tell him it's time to break up.
How do you think he's going to handle the news?
I don't know.
I think he'll be okay.
No, he's going to stalk you till you're six. He's going to hang out by the sandbox. He's going to pop out of the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese like in Cape Fear. This kid's never going to... He's going to be hanging on the bottom of your tricycle. This is going to end badly for everybody.
Oh, man.
How can that be?
That's a lot of stress for a three-year-old.
Five. It's a lot of stress for... You're exactly right. A lot of stress for a three-year-old. Even more stress for a five-year-old because they're more cognizant of what's going on. Violetta, at six, did you ever have to break a man's heart?
No, I don't think I've ever broken anyone's heart.
Well, that's what you think.
I'm pretty sure when I was five, I was still taking naps.
I didn't even know what girls were when I was five.
I thought we were all the same. So sure. I don't know. What? Did she graduate from college already? Because
she's very advanced.
Is this a video? Because I'm doubting that this is a real
girl. Well, it is a video, and I've watched the video, and I don't think she could have memorized the lines. Because cynical me, I immediately went, this is fake.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I couldn't write my name when I was five.
Well, listen, she's not writing a letter, Judy. She's talking to her mom. She's unloading all her preschool angst.
But she sounds like she could
angst.
Already write a book.
Maybe she...
No, she's way, way too beyond her years.
Maybe she'll be on Oprah's book club. She'll have some sort of preschool advice column in the, you know, a toddler paper. It's all in crayon.
She could be Dear Abby, for gosh sake, the way she sounds.
She's very
concerned. The right thing to do is to just let him down gently.
Just let him go.
She's adorable.
She is, and I appreciate her, you know, that she wants him to be happy, but she's standing up for her own happiness, which I think is the most important thing. Is that the lesson we take from a five-year-old?
She's 5 years old.
Wow, Judy, heartless.
Number one.
Beyonce's formation video and performance at the Super Bowl halftime show has drawn criticism from several conservative commentators, notably Rudy Giuliani, who called the song and the performance a, quote, attack on the police. Saturday Night Live lampooned all this formation-induced hysteria in a sketch that aired this weekend, the day Beyonce turned black.
Guys, I don't understand this new song.
Hot sauce in my... bag swag? What does that mean? Maybe the song isn't for us.
But usually everything is! We have to go! We have to leave America! Beyonce is black!
Amy, I'm black.
What? No, you're not. You're like my girl.
Yeah, but I can still be black. There's black people all over the world. That guy's black?
Huh. I know he's black.
Wow. He is. That was very, very funny. We have some more of this. I don't know if you saw the video. If not, go on and watch it. It's hilarious.
Beyonce is black. What about single ladies?
She was black in that.
What about Jumper Jumper?
She was black in that, too.
What about the Pink Panther movie?
Okay, yeah, she was white in that.
It was the day white people lost their Beyonce.
Getting word now that Beyonce isn't the only black celebrity. Some are saying Kerry Washington may also be black.
No, it can't be. She's on ABC.
I don't understand. How can they be black? They're women.
I think they might be both.
Oh, my. Black and women. Perish the thought. It's very funny. It's a disturbing ending. To the trailer for the day Beyonce turned black. So go and watch it. It was very, very funny.
Does Giuliani regret his comments?
I doubt it. He's got, listen, you know pundits.
I guess.
Talk show hosts, sportscasters. They say whatever's on their mind. They just throw out their crazy opinions and then they move on. You know? We'll talk. We got to talk a little Blackhawks after the news, Mark.
Okay.
Find out what's going on with Marian Hossa. And also, I am going to praise a U.S. congressman. That's right. It'll all happen on the other side of the news, Judy's news, in a couple minutes on WGN.